The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Wednesday morning.
Hump day?
November 6th. It's hump day. Let's just have fun. It's hump day. It's great. This part of the show is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you feel like I'm going to get around to that. And check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app today.
Odyssey.
Or wherever you get podcasts at. Okay, well, it's National Nacho Day. I mean, that's good news, right?
We need them.
I like nachos. You know, yesterday was National Chinese Takeout Food, and I really wanted to do it, but all the Chinese food restaurants in my area close for 3 hours in the afternoon.
Why?
They just do. They close.
It wasn't like the power outage.
No. Just in general, I guess they do like a lunch service, and then their offer, I'm like, by the time we... wait until this place reopens, order food and have it delivered, pick it up, whatever we're going to do. It's 6 p.m. Like I can't eat dinner at 6 because I eat dinner at 3. So we walked down to the local burrito place. Had a barbecue pork. It's delicious.
I made a grilled cheese. I needed comfort food last night.
How do you make a grilled cheese?
Sourdough, Irish butter.
Irish butter,
yeah,
Kerrygold.
Always. Mm. And then...
Salted, though?
Oh, yeah. Salted. Yeah. And then, you know, like a sort of American and cheddar.
Oh, American and you go for a mix.
Oh, yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm.
It was delicious.
Yeah. People, I tried these people's mayo. They were saying, you know, mayo's like oil, I guess, that you can do a grilled cheese in oil. I mean, sorry, in mayo. And then it's better. It's more savory. And honestly, it's fine. It is fine.
I can't even believe you tried it. You're a butter girl.
I know. But I decided to try it, you know?
And then what happened?
And I was like, well.
I'm a butter girl. Right.
Turns out. I'm like a butter and salt girl, too. Like, I'm really into salt. So even though I've buttered that with salted butter and I've cooked it and it's, you know, I'm going to crinkle some sea salt on top of pretty much everything I eat. Like, there's nothing better than, like, a bagel with butter and blueberry jelly with a sprinkle of sea salt over the top of it. Oh.
By the way, since we're on the topic, your husband's jam.
Oh, the marmalade.
Yeah, the marmalade. I mean, it's like crap. I love it.
Oh, good.
I get sourdough and I put on the Kerrygold and then I put that on. Oh my gosh. It's like,
I'm really glad.
That's my treat. That's what I treat myself with.
Even though it's in a jar, we jarred a lot of that.
Preserved? Is it a preserve?
It is a preserve, yeah. I guess that's it, Vin.
Yeah, I like it too.
In a jar.
You know what I don't like it in? I don't like it in peanut butter and jelly. I like it alone on toast.
Yeah.
I like it over a sweeter
jam.
We're
talking about marmalade.
We're talking about marmalade, yes. I like a raspberry or a blueberry base smeared with the tang of the marmalade, and then a little bit of salt over the top of that.
But it's got the little pieces in it.
Of I
the,
know.
Of
the little
Meyer
chunks.
Lemon. So
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And we have lots.
I'll
and
be it, eating lots of it today. Yeah,
I know. It's like comfort food day. Oh, over the weekend, we were in Napa, and I always volunteer to do the breakfast on the Sunday because to me, it's the easiest thing. Like, you can cover everybody's nutritional needs. You get some gluten-free bagels. You get the regular bagels. There's some, you know, there's some lox on the table so that you people can do that. There's butter and there's, you know, you can just put out options for everybody. And if you're veg, you're completely fine. You can just have it the way you want. And so not all of, there were extra people. I think there were 8 of us over the weekend. And so I had bought however many. I took home a bunch of the bagels. And so then I've been eating them. Like a Monday and Tuesday. And then I'm like, you've got to throw these out. Like, I can't be eating gigantic bagels every single day. And now I'm like so bummed out because I'm pretty sure he did throw them out. And I could really go for just a giant soft buttery bagel today.
Well, you could stop on the way home.
They do sell them.
I can't do that. I'm not buying one. I just want the ones that I had. It'd be so sad.
You know. I know God, you have.
You do make a valid point.
Yeah, I mean, you can do that.
They have lots of variety. I mean, you could go everything.
Yeah.
You know,
do you go for the everything?
A bagel's always. Not alcohol. Well, I mean, for me, alcohol's right. the demon.
Yeah, I have my food addictions for sure. And the more bad food I eat, the more I want bad food.
It's always my rationale, though. When I have candy or anything, I'm like, it's not alcohol.
Well, you know, one of the things right. that I have, this is very personal just to me. I don't want to put it out there on Maddie or anybody else who has a similar problem, but I try really hard to keep my cool. And I'm naturally dramatic.
Yes.
So it just comes with being
because
me.
Because you don't want to be upset.
If I get carried away on a wave of emotion, I could find myself at the bottom of a bottle at the end of that. You know what I mean? So even through the election, through things that have happened with my marriage or with even with my kid getting sick, all of these things, I'm trying to stay within a range of cool.
Yeah.
Because I really can't allow myself to be swept away in it. I may not find my way back, you know?
Right.
It's a really scary thing to have that sort of
hanging over your head. The possibility of
disaster.
I'm
always very careful about it, for sure. Even through this election, it's like one of those things where you go, okay, I'm with you, but only so far. I got to keep my cool.
Right. It's actually one of the things I dread the most about the election. No matter what the outcome had been, I still don't want to talk about it. Like, I don't love when people, even like-minded people, come to my house and we're sitting and chatting and all of a sudden everyone's talking about politics. I'm like, this is not awesome. People just get so riled up. Speaking of you guys and your cannot have liquor but can't have sugar, I brought all my Halloween candy.
No, thank you.
It's over there on the
this dad bod says no.
Oh, I'm pretty sure Kit Kats have no calories.
No.
Especially if you're crying while you eat them. They're actually negative.
I am hitting that bowl as soon as
the
break.
You got diet Kit Kats for me?
Just in general. They don't seem to have anything. You know, there's no caramel, so clearly they're just, you know.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
You're the best.
You're
welcome. They're just wafers. They're wafer thin.
So, hi, you guys. It's hump day. Thank you for listening. Please, if you need an outlet, you want to yell at us or you want to just voice your thoughts, feel free. 800-400-3697. In fact, you know what? You can leave us a message on the Odyssey app. Somewhere on here I have this. Hang on. Oh, did you take it off the thing?
I don't see it. It is actually coming up in another mention later in the show.
Oh, crunch.
Oh, no. Why don't I see it? Oh, there it is. No, it's not there. I don't have it. I thought I saw it earlier, but you can go on the Odyssey app. And if you're listening to Alice, there's a little microphone there and you can leave us a voice message. And that's it. You press the button.
Alice voice message on the Odyssey app. Send us your thoughts in your own voice. Whatever you can fit into a 60-second message, just log into the Odyssey app. Select Alice at 97.3. Click the mic and start talking.
I like it. Oh, there it is. Right there on yours.
Mm-hmm.
I was looking on mine.
That's why when she was not seeing it, I went, it's on mine. I have to move now. I mean, only 6 inches to get to the mouse and then, you know. But I mean, I'm just saying, like, I better,
so much
I better well, do something.
Thank you for the direction. That's good. Donald Trump is our president again. These are the 2024 election results. So whether you're happy about that or you're not happy about that, if you've got feelings, feel free to unload on us, 800-400-3697, or click the little microphone on the Odyssey app and leave us a message. Donald Trump went to bed happy, I'm sure. Once it was clear he was ahead on both the Electoral College and the popular vote, he gave a victory speech thanking the American people for electing him the 47th president. When I went to bed, Kamala Harris certainly hadn't conceded yet. And they say here that by 5:45 Eastern time, it was like officially over. And I assume she conceded at that point, although it doesn't say that here specifically. Let's see. New York Times had Donald Trump at 277 electoral votes with 70.9% of the popular vote when they put this out. And Kamala had 224 electoral votes and 65.9 million on the popular vote. It takes 270 to win. And the remaining 37 that were still out there were most likely going to Trump too. Absentee ballots are being counted everywhere. The states that were still being contested when Trump went to bed last night were Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, Nevada, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin. So as of midnight last night, the Republicans took control of the Senate. There were, as of midnight, there were still 7 Senate seats undecided. I don't know. Maybe you'll probably have updates for this stuff. I don't know how much time we're going to spend on this. As far as the House, there were still 69 seats undecided.
I feel like the big one is the big one. Mm-hmm. And all the others, you know, you can find, I would say read your newspaper, but you don't do that. The internet, though, will have detailed information on all of this.
However detailed you want it to be, mm-hmm. You can dive deep or you can skim the surface.
Look, I said it a minute ago and I'll repeat it. Whether or not I like the results or the coverage was spectacular. Mm. And the information flow is beyond belief. Like they really, there's no stopping the action. And right. Then let's check this in. We're over here and we're down. And they all do it seamless and really.
It's quite a show.
Really and highly detailed information.
The way that they have worked technology into this stuff mm-hmm. is just, it's really seamless. Like you've come to really count on it. Like, oh, he's going to blow that area up. And oh, you're going to see, you know, the whole layout of all the counties. And then they zoom back out and they move over to another state. It's just, it's really easy. I got very much caught up in it yesterday. Mm-hmm. One interesting note, speaking of the House of Representatives, Delaware Senator Sarah McBride won the state's only House seat, and that makes her the first openly transgender person ever elected to Congress. So there's that.
All right.
I know. I thought, well, there's a ray of sunshine. Am I the only one who didn't know that Tito Jackson died? Like, did I miss this somewhere? Is there a...
We both did.
Okay. I'm trying to think what I was doing September 15th, like, or shortly thereafter. Like, well, how did this get by me? Anyway, the family's gathered. He's been laid to rest. He died September 15th. He's an original Jackson 5 member. You know, Uncle Tito to Michael Jackson.
I don't know.
Oh, no, I guess
listened to the Jackson 5, but I didn't. Was he in the Jackson 5?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then I know him.
I don't think I can name all the Jackson 5. So obviously Michael, who was the youngest brother at Tito.
Jermaine.
Yep, Jermaine. That's it. I got that. Marlon. There's a Marlon, isn't there?
No.
Yeah, Marlon Jackson.
You're thinking of Marlon Wayans.
I'm not. I think there's a Marlon Jackson. Can you find me all?
So it's Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael Jackson.
All right.
The Jackson 5. So Jackie is the one we didn't have. Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Michael.
I listened to him, but I really didn't pay any attention.
Well,
know.
I mean, Michael the one.
Just
shot
through the stratosphere and left the rest far behind.
So I guess Tito is Michael Jackson's kid's uncle. They were there. First time I've seen Blanket in a really long time.
Does Blanket still go by Blanket?
You know, they call him Biggie here. B-I-G-I, Jackson.
Oh.
I thought he had some other name. I don't know. I don't remember ever hearing Biggie. What do you got?
Yeah, he did change his name from Blanket to Biggie in 2015.
Wait, his name was actually Blanket?
Yeah, that was his name.
That wasn't just like a nickname?
Oh, nope. I didn't know that.
No, Blanket.
And he didn't want to be Blanket.
Oh, wait, sorry. Excuse me. Birth name was Prince Michael Jackson II. And
is that his brother's name?
That's his brother's name.
That's what it says on here.
Well, maybe that's Prince Michael Jackson the first.
And then he changed it to Prince Michael Biggie Jackson the second.
I don't know.
He added Biggie to his official name.
Because the older brother, I think he goes as Prince, doesn't he? Isn't that?
He does, yes.
Okay. He's not, I don't see him in any of these photos. I don't think he was there. So Tito was only 70 years old. He died September 15th after suffering some kind of medical emergency in New Mexico. Gallup, New Mexico. And they laid him to rest. Looks like the funeral service was September 5th. And, oh no, sorry. It looks like he died on September 5th and it was announced. Honestly, they have three different dates in this. And thank you, People Magazine, for your incredible coverage. Paris is there. Biggie's there. They have a whole list of what everyone's wearing. I'm like, okay. Or you could tell me more about what happened to Tito.
Tito died on September 15th.
Okay. Thank you.
And his cause of death was a heart attack while driving to Oklahoma from New Mexico.
Mm. Wow.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks for nothing, people. They say, yeah, he died on September 5th and a service was held. Yeah, okay. Doesn't matter. What matters is, clearly my Tinseltown tattlers have let me down.
Peoples?
Is that what my people are
called? Don't.
The tattlers?
Don't pretend.
I'll pretend all I want. I'm pretending a lot of things today. Like, look at how I'm so happy.
You're the king of
pretending. I agree.
Tabloid trash. So get to it.
Here's another story that isn't about the election.
All right.
This one's about Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande Butera. So, as far as I'm concerned, Ariana Grande is the person that we know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say it was her brother, Frankie Grande,
mm-hmm.
who was on Big Brother, who told, I think he was the one who said, you actually pronounce our last name Grande. But no one ever changed it. I mean, Grande just sounds so much more elegant.
Well, that's the Starbucks in us, right?
It is, the Grande, yes.
Right.
On a Grande. I never really understood the Starbucks sizing.
No one does. But that is the popularity of the Spanish word Grande.
Grande. Ariana Large. So Ariana Grande Butera is her actual name.
Butera is the dude she married, the real estate guy?
No. It's her dad's name.
Oh.
So she is using what she calls her little girl name, Ariana Grande Butera, in the credits for Wicked. And so she was asked about it, like, why are you doing that? I guess that's how she wants to be known when she's an actress. She said that she was asked about this, blah, blah, blah. Then they finally get to the question. Okay. She says, technically, it's my little girl name. It's technically little Ari's name. Grande is her mother Joan's last name, and Butera is her father Ed's last name. They divorced when Ariana was 8, and she was saying that they had fallen out for a long time. But her and her dad.
Mm.
She says, I just feel like this experience was such a homecoming for me. I feel like I came home to myself in a lot of ways through what I learned from Glinda, from Elphaba. That was, she says, this was her name when she went to see the show when she was 10. And it felt like a really lovely way of honoring that. It felt really full circle. So I guess that they had some kind of a falling out around 2013. But she, in the intervening years, she has said, I have reconnected. And I get, maybe this is her way of saying, I'm going to own this.
Honoring her dad. Yeah, I think your last name certainly is part of your. You got family, and that name is everyone's, and it's something to be proud of. You should be. You'd hope you would be, right? You know,
her boyfriend Ethan Slater. I was reading some article yesterday about how he's the one who's taking the fall for their relationship. Because they were both married when they met and he had just had a baby
mm-hmm.
and They both say that they did not start any kind of a romance until after both of them had filed for divorces and begun those proceedings. I know. It is total BS. And she is an established homewrecker. Like, apparently, that's what they were calling her in the story. And they're like, and yet, he's the one who takes the brunt of all of it. That he is the one people blame for because he left a baby. That's a huge part of it. And I think
that's, in my opinion, that's the most part of it.
Yeah.
You made a baby a minute ago and now you're already on down the road.
Yeah.
And that's it. Look, I wouldn't know until I did
it. Zero flack for it.
Kids are so much work, and to lay that down on someone from go that they're by themselves with it.
Right.
Have a good one.
Yeah.
You know, I'll send checks.
Bye.
Checks aren't going to wake up in the morning and deal with this baby while I have diarrhea.
Bye.
My God, why does she have to have diarrhea?
I don't know what I'm just saying. Like, why can't, you know, she's sick.
And why'd you go there?
Whatever. I'm just trying to say, you know.
The diarrhea lady has to keep the kid alive
now?
Yeah,
that's great. I got a health issue and no one to help me out here. That's all I'm trying to say.
Well said.
I didn't mean to bring up diarrhea, but I just,
I mean, I get that you're trying to compound how difficult it is.
Yes.
Now, you know, as hard as it is to raise a kid, now I've got diarrhea too. My God.
Maddie wants us to keep saying that word.
I don't. No, actually, I would love it if we got off of the locker room talk, please.
That's locker room talk? Jeez, what if I'm... Locker rooms are even less.
A single mother with diarrhea.
That's all I talk about at the gym.
Just less interesting than I ever could have imagined.
Yeah, people.
Oh, I thought locker room talk was supposed to be fun.
Something totally else.
Welp, I've got diarrhea again.
What locker rooms are you spending time in?
Yeah.
I wonder.
The locker room at the hospital for diarrhea patients.
Just
throw your dirty pants in this locker room over here.
I've made it worse.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. No, I just noticed that the time changed over the weekend. It's not even 7 and it's pretty light out there.
Woo!
I know. It's amazing. You must be psyched, little surfer boy.
Well, this is my favorite time of year. You know that.
I do.
I like this time. I like it to get dark earlier. I go to bed at 7 o'clock.
Ooh, that's so late. How do you stay up so late?
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
But I haven't.
Being facetious.
I didn't have my John black out my room for me. So I'm just, it's the kids are running around and the light. I like this better. Yeah. It's better for me. I'm into it.
Well, it is definitely pitch black when we go into bed now. You don't have to worry about any light leaking in. Do you have is there a street light that shines into your room at all?
No, but I've got regular old shutters and I like shutters. I think they're a cool look and it's nice to get some.
Right. You can angle the sun out.
I like it, except they are not blackout shutters.
No.
There's no such thing.
There's so many leaks around the edges.
Yes, all over the place.
Yeah. Mm. Fall into 5K a day. We're still doing $5,000 a day. Who doesn't want $5,000? I'll take it.
Weird thing about me though is my eyelids are not see through.
Mine are see through.
I know that.
Sometimes once in a while my stupid phone, even though I have it on Do Not Disturb, it'll light up and go like charging as optimizers. The lights up the whole house basically. I'm like, turn off. I'm sleeping. I don't need to know.
You just woke me up.
You woke me up, you stupid phone. Supposed
Sorry.
To do that later.
You were saying some things.
I was. It doesn't really matter. You know, I mean, honestly, does any of it matter anymore? It's
it does.
Does it? Are you sure?
Yes.
Keep reassuring me. I'm very raw. Fall into 5K a day. All this week, $5,000 a day with Odyssey. AUDACY. Why do I say Odyssey so often? Because you need to. It's free. And you need to be listening to us on Odyssey to win some of these kick-ass, incredible contests. Remember when we did Tay in L.A.? How great that was. We flew people to... And actually, we did Tay in the U.K., too. My God, we did a lot of Tay. And now we've got money for you. Log into the Odyssey app and listen to Alice at 97.3 for at least 1 hour, and you get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000. Woo! Sheesh. I don't understand what else I got to say to people. $5,000 tickets for Taylor trips all over the world.
You all right?
I know.
No.
I'm fine. Stop asking me and looking at me with pity in your eyes. Oh.
Get in my wambulance. We'll take a spin around the block. You're going to be fine. It's going to be okay. You got this, everyone. All right, here we go. Jax.
Yeah.
Jax brings
Love
you
Jax.
This news report. Jax Restaurant and Bar in Pleasant Hill, San Bruno, San Mateo, Newark, and San Jose, and their new spot, Cantina Jax, which is doing a ribbon cutting this Thursday from 4:30 to 6:30.
Wow.
There will be tacos, libations, and mariachi.
Not necessarily in that order.
Open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Awesome.
Jax, everyone.
Cantina Jax. Mm-hmm. I love it.
I do too.
Their new spot.
And I like mariachi.
Oh, yeah.
That's what John did for me, something.
Yeah, it's
kind of
like
mariachi.
They like the Spanish guitar style thing.
People love his clip.
Oh.
Someone wrote in and said, John's done a lot of good things for the show. That's the best thing. And you know what someone else wrote in? And I know that we're rebuilding. We're in the, got brought back down to the studs.
Zero. All our sounds went away. We're down. Right. We're studs and insulation. That's all that's left.
So we're rebuilding at the moment. But we used to be able to give people sound from the show to put on their phones. And I don't know how that got put together because it's far beyond me.
Right.
It might have been something Icky did, I think.
We did have some Sarah and Vinny ringtones for a minute there.
And so what I'm getting at is someone wrote in and said, I want the John El Campeón del Pueblo on my phone. How do I get it?
It would be fun to have all of them be available. You could assign a different one to each of your contacts.
Let me see if I can figure out a way to put some of those up on the Facebook page. Yeah, but
that'd be fairly fun.
Just give me a... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, too, because I knew that for Maddie when he came in, you and I, we're the king and queen of what just happened. Hey, you know what we should do? This thing. I don't know how to do it, but you definitely need to figure that out.
That's my job.
And I just knew that we were going to all our zillion ideas. We're going to, and Maddie's good at going one thing at a time.
Believe me, we were living as we were down to a foundation for Far too long.
Foundation and stud walls.
We're working our way back up now.
It's really chilly.
We pumped out the basement, starting to put up some drywall. Mm-hmm. It's coming together.
Yeah. We're recovering from the flood.
Okay, so I'm not going to do all the detailed election coverage here for you. I know the internet. I know the TV has that covered.
Yep.
And you can't not see it is right. What's really happening.
Your phone let
I
you
will,
know right
if
when
you haven't already heard, tell you that Trump won. It's been called. There's a possibility that, you know, there's more votes being counted as we speak. They'll likely go his way. So it's only going to cement what we already know to be true.
Right.
So there is that. This story is interesting to me. You were just talking about Find My Friends. It's an app on your iPhone. I'm sure
both parties have to agree
to it. The Android has similar
a
feature.
One that
better,
they've had
by
for longer.
Far. Yeah, you dumb-dumbs. That's right. Been on Android forever. Okay. Right. All right. Take it easy.
Yep.
You're the
we
best.
We get it. You're the best. You're green.
You're better than us.
Right. Yeah. So.
And you're not green with envy. You're just green.
I think the Find My iPhone app is cool. And my kids are on it. And my wife is on it. And I'm on theirs.
And you can even share like for an hour with a friend. Like, hey, share my location. Just give me an hour.
I've never done that. Really?
Yeah, you can do it. You can actually do that right in your iMessages. Can you do that? Probably. If you have a Samsung, I'm sure. You've been doing that for a decade. It was like the first thing ever on the phone.
Kidnapped California woman rescued thanks to Find My iPhone app.
Oh, so great. This is like when I always talk about like getting a chip put in, like if I'm in a trunk somewhere, I would really like John to be able to find me. Usually I always think of kidnappers as the first thing they do, the smart ones. They take your phone away from you. Smash it, throw it out a window, put it in a lake, you know.
Is a kidnapper smart?
That's the question. These guys weren't.
A California woman kidnapped at gunpoint was rescued thanks to a friend and an iPhone app. On Saturday evening, this is back in October.
Okay.
Around 6 p.m., a woman in El Monte, this is down south towards L.A., said that her ex-boyfriend came to her workplace with a gun. The distraught man argued with the woman before allegedly forcing her into his vehicle and driving off. While in the vehicle, the woman called her friend and shared her location via iPhone app. She was able to get her friend on her Find My Friend thing.
Oh my God. So she didn't have anybody?
I guess not.
Honestly, I get that's very smart and it was good that she did that. 911. Did she not think to call 911?
I don't know. Maybe she was she did that, you know, quietly hoping to, I mean, the guy had a gun.
Yeah. Yes.
You got to be pretty careful with who, you know.
You don't want to hear 911, what's your emergency?
Hold a moment. I'm going to make a quick call. Like, I don't know that he's going to take that one.
Nothing going on in the trunk. Just keep walking by, everybody. Yeah. They're going to kill me.
It's true, though.
Hush
while
now.
In the vehicle, a woman called her friend and shared her location via the iPhone app, Find My iPhone. The friend shared the location with the LA County Sheriff's Department, which sent out a helicopter to track the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
The suspect's vehicle was located on I-5 near there's more details there than we need, but it's the Find My iPhone app. Possibly saved this lady's life.
Right.
I love it.
It's great. I think that the lesson here is you don't always get to be fiddling with your phone when the guy with the gun has got you in the car. So pre-share right now, find someone you trust and share your location with them at all time.
A buddy. Yes. They say that spike strips were successfully deployed, disabling the suspect's vehicle. The suspect was safely taken into custody. The victim was not injured. And they're looking at felony charges of kidnapping and evading arrest.
Wow.
Big time. So
use those strips.
You know, my instinct would be, I don't want everyone to know where I am. And then it turns out I'm never anywhere.
Right.
At all.
Yeah, but you don't take your phone with you everywhere.
That's true.
That's true. So nobody knows where you are ever.
Probably at Walgreens because he hates having his phone there.
Yeah,
he just like a weirdo.
Walgreens. He never brings his phone to that place.
I think if you were to... One time, anyway.
You know, Vinny, honestly, because I assume that you bring a phone with you when you go to the beach but you leave it hidden in your car.
Yes.
Not to be macabre, but it would be a nice starting place if you didn't, like, well, at least we know he was at this surf spot.
As I was going to say before, you know, you got on the Walgreens ball busting, you know, road.
Roadshow tour.
Most people who know me, that includes my wife or they there's like one of five places I might be, and three of them are surf spots.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other is the apartment, you know, and then the other is Whole Foods.
Walgreens.
No, Whole Foods. Yeah. And then, so it's really, you'd be able to find
Things happen though, Vin. Like,
I know.
People don't get found for weeks after going over a cliff.
I got you. It's on. My wife.
So now
my wife,
the two of you share, and you can see where she is, and she can see where you are.
Absolutely.
Great.
No, we've been sharing for a long time,
oh,
and
good.
I'm saying, I would be against it, but I don't go anywhere. Like, what would be the point?
You know, my one son.
I'm not at the strip club on any given day because I never go to the strip club.
Right. Well, you certainly wouldn't bring your phone. You don't want to be tracked. So, one of my kids, Riley, he doesn't care. We've been sharing location forever. Sean will not share. Which is kind of a bummer because he also will not text me back or answer my phone calls. So I'm like, you think he's still alive? Because it's been 2 weeks. So he won't share until I razz him. And, I when we're in New York, I make him share so I can see how far away he is. And then he'll share for one day. Share location for one day.
And then he undoes you.
And then he just, I think you can actually opt. You can say how long you want to share for.
Mm.
It's very annoying. Because I'm like, how would I even know? I don't care. As long as I see that you're somewhere in New York City. Like, that's all. Like, he's alive. His phone's moving. That's all I ask. Your mother. I'm having a hard day. Just share your location with me.
Aren't you glad you didn't have that when you were a kid, though?
Yes.
Yeah. So get off his back.
No, absolutely not. I see it as my role in life.
Although that is also one of those things where most parents know where to find their kids. Most days, right? Yeah. I mean,
sure. Kids that live with you, I guess, right? I know your haunts.
Yeah. I remember my dad pulled up to this park one time and I was laying on this girlfriend of mine on the cement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the cement.
Well,
how comfortable for her.
There was nowhere else to go.
Using her as a mat? What are you?
You got your mom's yoga mat.
But
or
this car pulls up and there's the headlights beaming on me as I'm like kissing this. This was Jody Zaslaw, everyone. I'm making out with Jody, and this car pulls up and the lights are on me, and then I hear my dad's whistle, and I'm like, "You've got to be kidding me!"
That's awesome.
Well, Jody shares her location with me, so I knew exactly where you were.
You've got to be kidding, Vincent.
I don't understand how you're at a park, but you're on the sidewalk, like right where a car could pull up. Like,
it was this park where
was
there
it
were
damp.
No, there were what are they? Cul-de-sacs coming off the park. So at the end of every cul-de-sac was an entry into the park. So in the middle of this, housing tract.
There's a bunch of cul-de-sacs that terminate at this park.
That empty into
Got
the park.
It.
So that every house has easy access into the park with a little pathway, which is where I was in the pathway.
In the path.
And
so
the lights are beaming right in.
You guys
right
didn't even make it to the park. You just stopped in the
Well, we actually
pathway.
Moved out of the park where everyone was and went into this
I
little
see.
Pathway to be alone.
And he just happened under the right
dad,
cul-de-sac
just,
to find
well,
you guys.
That's Eric Dye. His house was on that street.
Oh, so you went where he knew
he
that you would go.
Right. And I didn't go where he knew I would go.
Yes.
I just went where I would go.
Right.
And he went where I would go too.
Mm-hmm. Did he high five you? Like,
no,
nice
he didn't.
Job,
he was like, get in the car. I was like, well, but I...
Like your pants are too tight.
Is that Jody? Yeah. Good job, kid.
Yeah. His dad wasn't supportive like that.
Why did we end up there? I don't know. Because parents mostly know where to find you is my point.
Yeah. They know that you're up to no good as well. Parents,
we were in
stuff.
Willows Park. Of course we were in Willows Park. Where else would we be? Anyway. A law firm in Oregon has filed a lawsuit on behalf of a 71-year-old man named William Hosh.
Hosh?
Bill.
Yeah.
Who was a 71-year-old man named Bill was riding his bike a couple of years ago when an ambulance crashed into him.
Oh, Lord. Was the
after
ambulance lights and sirens?
They
or?
Say just the ambulance crashed into him after turning into his path. The ambulance scooped him up and rushed him to the hospital.
How? I mean, talk about a convenient.
I mean, yeah, accident. You're gonna get hit, but
right.
Then,
yeah.
They billed him.
Oh my God! You've got to be kidding
they
me.
They billed him for about $2,000 for the ride after they crashed him. They took him to the hospital, and he got a bill for it. That's not the only bill he's dealing with because he was hit by an ambulance. So right. He racked up almost $50,000 in medical expenses and expects another $50,000 in medical costs in the future. He fractured his nose. He got scraped and bruised up. He says he also suffered decreased range of motion, reduced grip strength. That's a problem. And other injuries.
Yeah. I mean, some of that was going to happen with age anyway. The reduced grip strength is, you know, I hear that that goes pretty quickly.
It does.
Tons of grip goes away.
I've never heard of that.
Well, your hands are sore. They get really sore. Yeah. Sorry.
Well, I got to keep them exercised.
Yeah. Yeah. So you guys practice, you guys, you know, get one of those squeezy balls. You know, that's the little stress balls. Is that what they're called?
Sarah, it's okay. I'm married.
I don't really know what that means.
I don't either.
Oh, does that mean like someone takes care of that job? Like, I'm not exactly sure. I know there's a joke in there though.
It means no one takes care of that job.
I see. All right. So it's all on you. Got it. That's what I thought.
It means my reduced grip strength is going to be a real problem. Damn it.
Squeezy ball. We'll get you one for your birthday.
Bill.
Yes.
B-I-L-L. Yeah, Bill and his lawyers have filed a $997,000 lawsuit against the ambulance provider, Columbia River Fire and Rescue. They haven't responded yet, but they
It's
are
outrageous
in big
that they billed him. The poor guy. Like, and you'd think ambulance drivers, of all the drivers, would just be the most careful. Like, they would really be on the lookout for people. Like, they're there to help people. And then they... I mean, it's almost lucky that if you're going to get hit by a car, you get hit by an ambulance, you get safely to the hospital and someone's there tending you from the get-go. And then now you want to charge you for the ride. Like, come on. And that's funny, right? Didn't you say that they don't even bother with just like, here's a bill.
We didn't get billed days. For the ambulance trip that
I had to take.
Well, we've had a couple. My wife took one too.
Oh.
Either way, they don't bill you. They just send you to collections and collections comes for you.
Yeah. They skip the, here, you get 90 days to pay this. They just figured you're not going to pay it.
And listen,
you're going to see it. It's $2,000.
I admit I was coming up. I moved out very young. I had no money. I was like really no money forever.
Mm-hmm.
Broke. Like floating checks. Hoping to God my check drops, like I can get my check in before, like that kind of stuff. And it gives me like hives now to think about. So to see that pink slip or the thing where it's your collections, no, bleep you. I'm sure I've paid those things. I'm pretty anal about it. Like yeah. I'm on that stuff. It's my job. That's one of the few things I have is pay the damn bills.
And so when the collections notice shows up, your final notice.
Like, what the?
I definitely did not see that bill.
Right.
But I mean, I actually feel like that there ought to be a law. Like you can't just go right to collections because then if somebody defaults on now, you're immediately screwing with your credit report.
It's scuzzbaggery at the highest degree.
It is high level scuzzbaggery even.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 415 says, did Vin bring his own bedding for the Jody Zaslaw incident? No, those were
back in the old days. He was drinking, yeah, laying on sidewalks.
Right, I was laying on sidewalks. That's exactly right.
Was it a sidewalk or like a dirt path?
It was a sidewalk. Okay. It was a green, it's like they called it a green belt. But it was just each of these little cul-de-sacs had a
but there
pathway
was public
into the
access
park.
Into the park.
Yes.
That wasn't through someone's backyard.
Right.
Got it.
And that's where we were. We were only making out, but, you know, You don't want your, talk about like cramping your style.
Were you, let me ask you this, were your heads toward the cul-de-sac where your dad was, or were your butts and feet toward the, or were you laying sideways across the path? Like what exactly was
the
orientation of your body?
But I remember the headlight, like I remember thinking to myself while
and you're just stacked. You're on top of her. There's no side by side. She's like, yes, I'll submit to laying on the pavement with you because you're light. So yes, you can lay on top of me.
Wow.
With your light body. I mean, doesn't it seem so, there's so many weird things about that. And they're like dad turns.
Well, yeah, that's there I am. I'm like,
he's all like, I recognize the soles of those shoes.
I'm trying to kiss her with my best moves. And there, then my dad yells my name. Like, what?
That's funny.
Did you continue with her after that?
No, I had to know. That was it.
You never made out with her again?
One of the parents of all the kids that we were hanging with had called to say to the other parents, your kids are in the park making trouble.
Ah.
And so my dad jumped in the car and came and got me. Did everybody else's dad ruin their fun? No, but my dad was there. Get in the car. Oh, great. Thanks. No, I did not bring my own bedding for the Jody Zaslaw incident.
Good, solid question, though. Really good. It's good to determine, like, when did that start happening, the whole bringing your own bedding to stuff. What?
408 says, I'm not saying it's Bill's fault, but I drive an ambulance and people throw themselves in front of us all the time.
No. Wow. Why? Because then they can sue you and get a ride to the hospital? He was on a bike, right?
Yeah.
He didn't throw himself. He's 70. 70-year-olds don't throw. Come on now. Stop it. Just stop it with that.
He lost his grip in the accident. Come on.
Yeah.
Ambulance driver, he would never give that up willingly.
That's true. Of course, you know, that's an unforeseen consequence. You didn't know that was going to happen. So it's not. Oh, look, you know what we're going to do? Not talk about the election right after this.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.